Okay, hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. Today, a very exciting day. Sometimes I'm professional, sometimes I got other things to do. Very grateful. We had Camp Majestic meeting for Burning Man 2022 that has catalyzed a lot of organization. The tickets are there, the flights are booked. The anticipation starts, the anxiety starts of, is this going to work? Am I going to live? Am I going to die? Do I have everything prepared? What about X? Why is that? All that stuff is coming. But today, what was really exciting, stumbled on, and I'm grateful from this Reddit post, was sort of a survival guide. And what I hadn't seen, and I don't think the rest of the group had seen this either, was that the Playa events for 2022 are now live. And so I have, if I click on the right links, almost every event is now sort of scheduled in, and you can now access these events. And I actually started looking through these and planning out my trip, and now many ways that you can do this. One of, you know, you'll laugh at me, but like, I like this idea of organization. Now, generally, you know, most of this isn't going to happen. I'm going to fall apart very quickly. I'm going to miss almost all of these, but it was really exciting to see some of the things that are there. And generally what I was doing was taking a quick scan on the day. You know, you can see how many events. So this is Sunday, so this is early in the week. But if I hop forward into Monday, you can see, like, whoo, that's a lot of stuff going on. And so what this gives me is a deep feeling of excitement. It also gives me a massive case of the fear of missing out. And there is no way, when you look at these schedules, you look at the time, you look at the location, you are going to be able to do all of this. So that is something that you have to accept. This is my second year at Burning Man. I had, I think I did a pretty good job sort of flowing and, you know, wanting to go to things, getting to those things that were really important to me. But then the other time was just sort of going and flowing with all the fun that was happening. And so I'm grateful that I let that happen. I'm going to try to do that again. But if you looked at my Google Sheet where I've made for Burning Man events, you might you might not believe me, but I swear I will. And what I just want to do is get, you know, sort of pick up a couple things that were really interesting. So all I was doing really in this case was scanning through. I've only made it to Monday, so there's a lot more here, and you know, these are going to continue. So much stuff is going on. You can see some pretty awesome things just if you do like a quick scan. I'm doing that basically and picking out some high level ones that I thought were interesting, so you can see list that I did. So I feel like sort of superficial starting off this, but I have enjoyed following this guy a lot. Diplo, Jungle Beats, and Ripper Freak. So I've got date, and then what I'm gonna do, I would like to figure out a way to scrape this automatically, time, location, description, type. I don't know if this seems anti-Burning Man. To me, it's not. I'm just trying to get organized and get ready to make the most of this thing, and then also coordinate that with our camp's events, making sure that you're contributing to Burning Man, and all the other important aspects of this. And again, this will fall apart quickly, but now that I've got this organized, what I recommend, I use this awesome tool. It's for Google Chrome, and it allows me to, it's tab copy, and it allows me to copy in different ways. So I can do expanded, compact, or link. Basically, all I was doing was clicking on these events, and then I was grabbing them and turning them into links. So what's nice is you can see Play Events, the description, and you can see the name of the description as well too. So this sets me up to do, you know, quick access to the events that I'm interested in, and then I can obviously then see the details. So I will share some of these, I think, in YouTube below, and then on my website as I go through. I might have to do a day or a video dedicated to each one of these events in particular. And then I think I'll probably have to do a little bit of follow-up after this. I'm just so goddamn excited after seeing all these. And again, you can see some very interesting names. I'll click on one just to see, show you what you can see. I haven't read this at all. I just saw No Regretskis. All right, hilarious already. Too afraid of playing with your balls in the daytime. I know where this is. Believe in dangling balls in front of our goalies 24/7. Come get your evening workout with a pickup game of LED hockey. Wow. So that's Monday, August 29th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. That sounds hilarious. That sounds awesome. Maybe people think that hockey players are a little antithetical and an antithesis of Burning Man. I don't believe that. I was a former one. I still play, and I love Burning Man, and I feel like I belong there, and that's a great thing. So, you know, maybe I'll connect with some people there. A lot of ones that seem very ambitious. Sunrise yoga, 5 a.m., likely not, but it's in there. It sounds good. I'm seeing a couple things about sort of a forest. It seems like there's this forest theme through a couple, and I'm wondering if that's the same camp. So I think you'd recognize that pretty quickly. And then there are also some ones that are relatively sort of like famous and known. And, you know, I'm not sure if I'm picking up the right example of that one here, but I remember, yes, the hammock structure. I believe I fell asleep in there in 2019, but a hammock adventure. And so there are some sort of well-known camps and themes and sort of art cars and groups that are doing these events that are really worthwhile. And I think what you're ideally trying to do is coordinate some with your group and camp that you're going with. And then you're also wanting to make sure that you're having the you know, adventure that you hope to have. And I know last year, not last year, 2019, I did a mix of both, and I ended up doing a lot of these in Theo Nation, MAPS, Shakruna Institute, sort of psychedelic talks. And that was a huge catalyst for me personally, spiritually. I learned so much from that. I'm so grateful that I had, I think courage is a big word, but like the ambition or, you know, the desire to go to those and sort of leave the camp on my first time in Burning Man to go and learn and spend that time during the days. I'll never forget that, and I met so many amazing people there. So I'm talking fast. I'm excited. I don't know if there's anything else. You know, really, I just wanted to highlight this because I did notice that there were a couple things that I was just surprised that that our camp hadn't talked too much about this, and I don't know how recently this was just published. Also think that something famous for Burning Man that is worth highlighting is the orgies, the orgy domes. I purposely did not put them in my list, although obviously fascinating as hell. And so an after hours poly orgy, and those are pretty famous there at Burning Man, so wonderful if you're interested in that. Lots of yoga. I think the other thing that people sort of underestimate or think about that this is all just raving and all this stuff, but overall there's some really amazing like sort of meditation. So it's keyword search is nice to help. A lot of spirituality, a lot there. I've even seen like some more technical meetups groups too. So I have a lot to digest, a lot to process here. I think even if you're not going to Burning Man, if you ever plan on going to Burning Man, it's worthwhile to check this out. I think this will give you a lot of inspiration, understanding of what's happening at the event. I speak, say this with like absolute, almost no authority, only going once, and this only being my second time, and really just a huge fan who's followed along and at least having survived in 2019. So all those things, I guess, give me, something, but not much, I would say. Beatles and beer, and ecstatic dance. I could just sit here and click through it all. I see some sports. One thing, as I prepare for this and as I get very excited, I do want to plan out a little bit because I do think that's exciting from that perspective. And I do want to, I think I want to, a big part of it is partying. I know I'm conflicting or contradicting. I don't plan on drinking much while I'm there, barely anything. I think that it doesn't make you feel good. I think that it makes you lethargic. Obviously there is some fun involved, and I might come back and say that, Tyler, you did. I know what you said in this video, but that wasn't true. But I think that there's more focus that I have on, more personal development, spiritual development, self-learning, self-knowledge. And for that, I'm really excited. And just in general, grateful to see the Playa events. I'll pull this up one last time. I haven't looked at, let's just do one because I'm at 8 minutes, and sometimes I go up to 15 and I won't do that long. Oh my God, I've lost my scroll bar here, so that's one thing that I'm seeing. What I want to do is get, I'm just going to go here because this should allow me to know. So now I'm on Tuesday, so I haven't looked at any of this, so I'm just going to do a quick scan through this, read this out loud, and then see if there is anything worthwhile, and then I'm going to prepare this. So what I'm going to do is, so hopefully if I have this over here, if I click open a tab, I'm going to do the Orgy Dome just for fun. Yes, it is there. So now I have this sort of bucketed. I have the Tuesday ready. And so I can see, okay, is there anything interesting in here? I read somewhat fast, so I apologize if that's like, first of all, I like mimosas. I like these sunrise bars. Again, seems very unlikely that I'm actually going to make it to this. The meditation stuff sticks out. Anything that is shiny sticks out. The ecstatic dance gets me. I'm going there, and I'm I'm dancing. There's flights over the playa, so that's amazing. You can actually fly over the desert. I think that's a very sort of competitive one to get into. It's unlikely that I'm going to have, but I always remember looking up. And I think one of the other things that's really interesting is that so many people are planning around sunrise and sunset. And so there's a lot of music around that time, a lot of sets from big, you know, DJs or just parties and get-togethers in general. And they sort of use that sunrise sunset as a vehicle to deliver the experience. And I think that's a really fascinating part of Burning Man. And because you're just sort of on this flat desert, it is so powerful and so impactful to have that. So some of the best moments I have, including the background picture on my YouTube now, is a picture from a sunrise where we had not slept. And you know, we saw the sunrise, and it was a really beautiful experience. So I'm already at 10 minutes. I'm talking and looking at this at the same time. So I hope that I'm not boring you, and I hope that you're seeing something interesting. I see pancakes. So for example, I'm going to click that open. I see karaoke, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wow, I took a lot of time karaoke. Also planning out what we're doing at the camp, hoping to bring some more music, some speakers. I'm going to bring some microphone. I was thinking maybe bring in a loop pedal, see if we could create some loops. I don't know if we have anyone talented enough to do that, but we can sure try. And maybe just a couple other instruments and sort of shakers and things, but I'm also trying to figure out how to do this without checking a bag. So a little bit of think we have one person driving with a van, so I think there's some competitiveness to get stuff in this van as he drives, and then can get a bunch of our stuff there. You can see bike repairs. We're doing bike repairs, and then we're also doing some parties, which is really exciting. I would say, I'm pretty sure that this is the updated date. It's 2022. My fear is that I'm looking at all this and this was like leftover somehow from 2019. I don't think it was. I think it's good to go. I am not doing a very good job at picking any events here because I'm talking and trying to do that. Somatic breath work, that sounds fascinating. I did that in 2019 and had an amazing experience doing a Wim Hof event there that was really transformative and sort of brought me to this sort of psychedelic meditation and state that I didn't really know was possible when you were completely sober. And so that was something I was really grateful for. And events like that, you know, maybe seem counterintuitive to what people think of Burning Man, but were a huge drive for me wanting to go originally, and then were part of making the experience so magical to start with. So you can see I'm a very, you know, I'm going through this page, I'm barely through it, and this is just one day. StarCraft tournament. Like there's so much that's going on, and again, very fun, very exciting, but almost overwhelming. And so I think I will close this off. I'm going to share these links for you, Supreme Court. We'll see what's going on there. I'll share these links, and then I'll share some more resources as I'm planning out. And if I have any things that I think are really exciting, I'll maybe create some other videos. I've done one video on Burning Man. I'm trying to sort of honor what Burning Man is. And really, I hope, you know, not trying to promote myself that much, really just trying to share knowledge and insights, just excitement overall about Burning Man. So if you're going, send me a message. Would love to hear from you, and maybe hopefully meet you out there in the old desert. And if not, you just like this content, you know, do the stuff, send me a message. I love hearing from you, and I'm so appreciative for everyone who checks out this content. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day, and I hope to see you out on the playa. Have a good day. Bye-bye.